Hi everyone, this is scan.org and it is your last Podzine for this year in 2005, and you possibly can catch me again in 1806, which is next year, but stay tuned for this Podzine. This is sort of a bit of a recapture of things being produced during 2005 in Nimbim at NIMFM. So stay tuned, it should be a lovely extra from the old year. Well, last week we had an extraordinary guest on the show. Someone representative of the Raelians Elohim Intelligent Design came forward to speak to Tunim FM. And this interview was widely heard and there's resonance to it. And we've got a listener come in and asking a few things. But first we want to clarify the questions which haven't been dealt with properly so far. Just rewind to last week to recapture what was said.
Thank you for having me.
Would you be able to explain to Australian listeners from NIMFM and overseas how the rail could help humankind?
I don't care about humankind. I'm here to take over the planet because we've killed the other one.
Well, we've got here a listener who rang in and asked what other planet. He, by the way, he sits in Iowa, is still waiting for his abduction. But maybe you can make a word about the other planet.
Everything that we do, we materialize, we make it happen. We invent it in thought and creativity first. One could call this a projection, go further and create hologram. All of the mind. When people of the mind think in a negative or destructive way, they start to create a new hologram. And unfortunately, part of our learning curve has included that we weren't watchful and wise with our holographic creation. Now we realize we need to move elsewhere. We're looking to planet Earth and we are seeing that the humans are using their mind very destructively. So why not just flick them out and we will come in and do a better job after our previous loss.
Well, thank you for that enlightenment. There's another question, an open question, which I would just like to rewind from last week to get the listeners back to scratch on what was said then.
Right, the impression on Earth is that the Raelian have come to rescue the humankind, but this is not so, as I understand.
Propaganda always works, particularly in humanity.
Which channel?
Well, I had a phone call here from Rupert Murdoch asking about the propaganda in the channel. Can you enlighten the listeners of TuneIn FM and the world audience more about those corporate media which are not participating, obviously?
Let Mr. Murdoch know we'll give him $1 billion. I don't think we'll hear any more from him over this subject once he gets his price met.
That's consoling to hear because there is another gentleman from Lagos who wrote us an email offering a serious business proposal to stop you with $35 million he's got in a bank account sitting there waiting for you. Are you prepared to mend your ways?
Holograms. Go back to holograms. Just because man sees the mighty dollar as the ruling dictator, we don't. We dematerialize yours. So to us, money is irrelevant, just like you.
Oh, thank you very much. So encouraging for humankind. I just always thought that money, when you do holocron, I might as well print holographic money.
Now you're catching on.
So this is sort of outlining, hinting at strategies to subvert the current paradigm, is that right?
Yes, this is so. The power of the one is within all. Once you realize you have this power to change everything just through thought, start there. Everything in your paradigm shifts and changes. Maybe we can coexist.
I see a mending and a changing and a negotiating willingness here, which brings me to another topic. There is a discreet question. You don't really need to answer if you don't wish to, but there is this question of a female listener who rang in and asked for a date and is really impressed if you could lay down your superior genes in a date.
The human form is ingenious. What humanity and its physical form is beyond any possible creation. It is amazing. Not underestimating the beauty of the form. I don't need to know anything about this female. I don't need her in any way. And I do not create myself into her sphere. I'm sorry, I can't go there.
Sorry, darling, date is done, turned down. Well, and so therefore, we will leave you with the unintelligent, intelligent design, the rail, the Elohim, you name it, any mystery coming to mind, we can work it. We are on the spot with unusual programming of the radio.
As we walk through this new age of insanity, we learn the truth behind the lies. The aliens have infiltrated every known government in the world today.
Hollywood's victim, pumped up on silicon, doped out in Valium, pushing your delirium. They walk amongst us, mother-hugging monsters, so self-righteous, monomaniac, gangster, mind contractor, yeah, the alien factor. Alien nation, station a station, broadcasting bliss. Package like this, well, Coca-Cola gonna run you over. Promise you security, happiness, purity, leave you breathless, defenseless, soulless. With your winning smile, such regret. Sip by sip, you be threatened with death.
Blood, scared.
Maniac, dissonantal, office whack, living it up to the myth to keep your myth. Pretending you're alive when you're just a walking stiff. Blinded by the lights of Hollywood, you give it all up if only you could see what it is at your bay. Dissatisfied, stressful, merciless, lustful. Puppet or a muppet, it's all the same. Someone else got the shot, you're the one to blame. Ah, come on, man, kick back, I'll be Big Mac.
Blood, 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 Warning, warning. NIMFM's aerial is not designed to be used for base jumping. Any similarity between the design of NIMFM's aerial and perhaps a parachute is merely coincidental. We will not be held responsible for anyone plummeting into the earth whilst jumping or clinging to NIMFM's aerial.
When it's hyped up, keep your cool with Angst Radio.
What kind of radio station is this?
What kind of radio station is this? Radio station is this?
Charlie, you're grounded for 2 months.
Weatherman here, he's got some.
T-shirt and matching Rook's good bearings, you'll also be getting absolutely free this mummatic along with complimentary hash pipe. How much you ask for wafer? Because not only are you even getting a wooden bomb fully equipped with stem comb pipe cleaners, along with this 100% pure Tibetan chum, hemp T-shirt and matching Rook's good bearings, mummatic and complimentary hash pipe, you'll also be getting absolutely free this recipe's from the mobile. How much you ask? Wait for it! Don't call us!
Just send us your money!
We'll bill you!
Out, chipping, tipping the bud.
The red blood, green sap, no crap, what's happening?
Stubbing out, gripping, slipping in the mud.
No wonder the tribes are whipping up the big brother.
Take your chance, live out, romance of weed.
Pot ash, moss, and some water, what you need?
Chit-chit, the cricket, a fish in motion. No choice but to act on the fact of your compulsion.
Voices,
speak your mother time is now. I got a no frown sound to count down the power.
Reach for the reefer
and watch your clock stop. And no rock or the stop and just flop. Tip the scales of injustice, so busters get a gust up, can't stop, is it just cursed?
Copper on the beat, let's stop it to the heat, they're gonna suck you dry, like a spider to a fly.
Will you let them bite you, or will you take it higher?
I'm not guilty, I'm not innocent, I'm just seven lane, disobedient. I'm not guilty, not innocent.
Never put the shuffle lug in my phone. I'm not a foot to move along. My face is no place to lend your boot.
I said,
scoop, scat, skedaddling. Good prattling on about the righteous and the long arm of the law.
Don't need no boot. Good head, but no fist to fight.
Yo,
I just gotta change the laws.
Smoke my cones. This little piggy squealed as he ran all the way.
money to the bank.
Thinking that the law, the robber said saw, cause she's no job, a robbing all the poor. A shark in a raw prawn salesman at the door.
If you wet their appetite, they just want more.
Bullshit about the hitman.
The truth is one thing you can't hide.
I'm a pacifist, willing to be chilling kind of guy. I kiss a chillin' then I fly.
With the haze in the days, there's a blaze on the scene. I got the green supreme and I'm creamy as dream. I'm Spliff's sister and the weed is my master.
Oh, sister, yes,
on. I'm sitting here talking with a sister of mine. When we smoke a bit of bacon creeping up from behind, he asked me what right I had to be told. Sister, can you dig this pig? He's got to be joking. Cause I will not give up my right to be token. Yeah. I'm not guilty, not innocent. I'm just civilly disobedient.
Oh, let it last three, five.
It's a shame to be ashamed when I'm just doing my thing. Living my life like it ain't no crime. Like it's mine to decide. What's wrong and what is right? There's a higher law than the one you preach about, so don't tell me what's in and what is out.
So, what shall we dedicate the year 2006 to?
Is that on, mate?
Yeah, it is on.
Oh, right. Well, we've done the volunteers, the old people. I think they forgot about the Indigenous that year. Maybe we should do the year of no beach.
That in a continent with 17,000 kilometres of beaches. Are you serious?
Yeah, or maybe, I mean, there's 20 million people. We might have to open two or three little stretches. One state, you know, have one beach that you can go to, but don't allow any naughty kids or any Lebanese, no Lebanese.
Do you know how many people you need to police Australian beaches? I mean, they've got 135,000 in a small country like Iraq. You want to police Australia's beaches, 17,000 kilometres of it, you would need two of the US armies together and you will still not have enough people.
Yeah, you'd need a fair bit. You'd probably need, I don't know, I'd try and do the maths, probably about 65 cops, something like that.
Well, that works out for one cop has to look after 250 kilometres of beach.
Ah, that's no worries, man. Some of those cops, they got brand new four-wheel drives, man. They put the sand tyres on, you go up and down. They probably have enough time to have a bit of a fishing thing at lunchtime.
Who's going to pay for this amazing effort?
What we do, when we catch the Indonesian fishermen, we take their boats and the fish and sell them, all right, to the other Asians that are here, and we use that money.
Unlikely event that you are caused to laugh while listening to NIMFM, even if it is because of something unconnected with the content of the program, listeners are advised to laugh in moderation. Do not listen to NIMFM if a relative of yours has previously died from laughing.
You know,
when your computer goes into transmodal retro-introductive cryptanalysis with cheap digital Tupperware and shortcuts to software and tear, share, scare, with lots of cookie jars, flash animation, pixel Disneyland, JavaScript and Greek cipher, MPEGs, JPEGs, straight packs, shells, kernels, instructions, subroutines, serial port protocols, directing routes for buses on motherboards with bus drivers and interrupt controllers, avoiding firewalls, dodging worms, viruses and random bursts, patches, patching up empty slots with Bluetooth and scanning wallpaper, saving screens. Well then, you know, you need a break from your computer.
Another digital waxing by Macro Tough Industries.
I am from NIMFM. I'm Thursday. Doing survey in the streets of NIMFM. It's a very hot day, isn't it, guys? Are you aware that some people are not wearing any underwear on hot days like this? And would you be agreeable with that, or is that unacceptable to you guys?
No, that's me.
And what do you think?
Me? No, I don't wear underwear.
Any specific brand you don't wear?
I don't wear any.
I don't wear any. That's a brand.
No, not at all. None of those.
I don't wear that. Oh, you crack time.
Have you got any opinion about people wearing no underwear on a hot day like that?
I'm all good with it.
What do you think about people working in a hot kitchen and cooking naked?
Naked?
Is that acceptable or concerns you in any form?
Depends if they're attractive.
Alright. Is there any specific brand of underwear you don't want them to wear?
My friends.
Have you got any concerns? And
well, it depends if they got a long skirt on or not. You know, how short their dress is.
What about hot workplaces? Would it be acceptable to cook naked in a hot kitchen or in a hot bakery place or a hot chai shop?
If you're the guy and doing a sausage sizzle, you'd have to be careful.
Oh, not at all. Keeps it cool and non-smelling.
Right. Any specific brand you don't want them to wear?
Oh, it'd have to be Bonds, I think.
Right, so no preference on, like, Ian Thorpe or something?
Oh, no. Oh, cottontails, you know them big long ones that come up to you under your armpits? Definitely not. Definitely not flattering.
What about hot workplaces in the daytime, say, when it's really hot in the kitchen or in a bakery, or say here at the coffee machine, what would you reckon would be acceptable to work naked?
Yeah, if the customers could handle it.
Females and males?
Oh, for sure. That'd be sexist if it didn't.
Males with hairy legs as well?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Sticky business indeed, mate.
Have you got preferences, any brand, designer brands you don't want people to wear?
I'm not really the right fellow to comment because I don't wear them.
All right. Well, what about hot working places like bakeries, kitchens, coffee machine places? Is it okay to work naked?
It could help. It could help.
Hairy legs and nails?
As long as there's no splashing hot fat around the kitchen and stuff, you know, it could be awkward, you know.
No, I don't really have no problem. It depends how bad the flies are.
And what about, is there any specific brand designs that you don't want them to wear?
Underpants.
Yeah. Or underwear, females? Or?
Well, there's these new ones out. There used to be the Calvin Klein, now there's Andrew Cavasillas
like
ones. I don't, I hate them.
Yeah.
Get into the Andy Cavas.
And what about hot workplaces like coffee machines, bakeries and hot kitchens?
Should be more
is it
of
okay
it.
To work naked? Cook naked?
I think topless is okay, unless you wear a hairnet down below, it is illegal.
What about male hairy legs?
Male hairy legs is all right.
And what about stinky,
stocking.
Moldy feet? Isn't
the... That's well away from the food, mate.
Thank you. Thank you. What do you think about people not wearing underwear on a hot day? Is that a concern to you?
Highly recommended.
Yeah.
I think free balling is probably one of the best things that men could do today on hot days.
Yeah.
Just letting their nuts hang and swing in the breeze is probably the best thing, mate.
Right. Breathe easy.
Breathe easy.
Breathe easy.
And any concerns about hot working places like kitchens, bakeries, hot coffee machines? So?
Well, I think everybody knows that you wear protective gear around those.
Well, some people claim they would rather work actually naked, cook naked. Would that be acceptable?
Naked?
Yeah.
Well, you,
naked,
yeah. You might not know what you're actually getting in your coffee, your soup, or your...
That's
you know what I mean?
You heard a similar concern by
I mean, some
saying about barbecues in those cases, you never know.
See, nine fingers, yeah, well, that's it. It's
right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, dear friends, it's 38 and a half centigrades at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. I might translate that for the international. This is 104 Fahrenheit at 1600 hours.
Have you posted your suspicious envelope today?
Envelope today.
If not, contact Centrelink immediately. They'll post you out one right away. Everyone, post your suspicious envelope.
Suspicious envelope. Now.
NIM FM is not necessarily endorsing the instigation of terrorism.
Terrorism.
If you run out of suspicious envelope, come to the NIM FM office. We can quite gladly help you out.
Yes, we have a large box of suspicious envelopes ready to go, Martin. So if you're short of a suspicious envelope or you'd like to maybe collect a few suspicious envelopes, pop on out of the NIM FM office right away.
What is actually a suspicious envelope?
I suspect any envelope with a window for a start to be rather suspicious.
A Microsoft window?
Possibly a Microsoft window, perhaps.
With viruses?
Oh, obviously with viruses. The window's there so that viruses can get light. Don't you know anything?
Well, how do I make out the difference between a fake suspicious envelope and a real suspicious envelope?
Who are you working for?
Well, I'm working for a department which certainly ran out of suspicious envelopes at the moment.
Yes, I think they all got lost amongst the post out of the fridge magnets.
There are lefties everywhere.
He's an Australian, goddammit!
May God bless you, and God bless you, Mac.
I find that offensive.
Another topic here, an interview with an ex-programmer from IBM in the 60s involved with a Deep Blue versus Kasparov chess challenge. Dr. Hack, please tell us about your novel chess game.
Yes, Extreme Chess is the name of the game, and this is a game where pain tolerance is the most important characteristic. We're looking at a game of chess very similar to your average chess, except one difference where the opponents wear a pain suit attached on their bodies.
Oh, yeah? You mean, like, in what respect? What is it?
Well, it's a Velcro suit, something similar that you would see in a wetsuit, and this suit administers extensive electric shocks to the torso of the opponent.
Oh, yeah. And is it tamper-proof, so no one can cheat?
Yes, it is very tamper-proof. Each suit is individually matched to the wearer's DNA, so if someone else were to wear it, it would totally reject the organ.
Or kill, perhaps?
Yes, there are side effects of that sort of stuff, yes.
How do the paint suit correspond with the actual game on the board?
Well, a fibre-optic cable linking the paint suit to the chessboard, and inside that cable it is then connected to the individual chess board squares, and these little squares are fitted with sensors, and that determines the weight of the piece and therefore the amount of pain that you should be administered. Or another way to receive pain is to make a poor decision in the game itself, a bad game stroke, if you like.
Right. Did you have any fatalities in your test laboratory runs?
Well, Extreme Chess is very, very safe. We've had one fatality so far, but unfortunately the coroner is still investigating and I can't say anything else on that one.
All right, aside from that, absorbing these exciting new aspects of chess...
Extreme chess, thank you. Extreme chess?
Yeah, of course, extreme chess. Where will it go from here, Dr. Hack?
Well, of course, the future of extreme chess is subject to UN approval, but we are looking at something called virtual reality extreme chess, and this will be played out with real people, real casualties, real blood, and real third world countries. And, of course, government funding is included in this future proposal.
All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Hack, for presenting us to our audience with this extreme chess game, and I wish you good luck along the way.
Yes, and remember, if you want pain, we've got the game.
And the next song is from Randy and Cindy, entitled Our Hearts Are Fused. Or rather not.
Another feel-good story from the NIM for the Pentagon.
Well, I reckon the best feel-good story of the week is that George W. Bush is completely losing his marbles. And
now that he's been caught out phone tapping thousands of Americans without their permission, he's starting to claim the defence that he's invincible. He's beyond the law. He's George W. He is the man, and everyone else can go and get stuffed. And I think this is the first signs of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire psychosis. Oh, I think we're witnessing the rise and fall of Roman George. The other thing I'm particularly happy about is the spread of corruption throughout the American Congress. It's now paper bag territory there, mate. It's just terrific. You can't do any business at all on Capitol Hill these days without at least one slush fund. and preferably a family trust full of slush funds. Then you can do big business. I mean, it's wonderful. Now the whole thing is just in a state of total terminal collapse. Isn't that good news?
That's great news. Thank you very much. And that was from NIM FM exclusive here.
You bet.
Hi, can I have a few minutes with you?
Yes, what's your concern?
Well, I'd like to show this document to you, which just arrived in the email from Canberra.
Ah, let me have a look. Yes, well, you better make sure that your radio program matches the criteria mentioned here by the Attorney General.
And if not.
The Department of Immigration and Multicultural and Indigenous Affairs currently runs 6 detention centres across the country and offshore. Call us on 131881 to find out about a detention centre near you. You can also report an illegal or legal immigrant or citizen on 1-800-009-623 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, come on, mate, don't run in. But you better be quick. Beds are filling rapidly. The Department of Immigration and Multicultural and Indigenous Affairs is an unbiased sponsor of NIM FM.
The word that we will defend our Australian way of life.
That there is underlying racism in this country.
There are lefties everywhere.
No doubt about that. The government can manipulate the Senate. And is doing so.
The Prime Minister wants to turn back the clock, back to the 19th century when working Australians begged instead of bargained.
Political terrorists.
Company directors have already
made their own arrangements in terms of the rates of pay they will have.
Radio de la Comunidad 102.3 en su dial FM.
How are you?
In periods of dirty wars and neoconservative governments of the human history, people got caught out. Having said or printed the right thing yesterday suddenly becomes today's worst heresy. The clever ones had a device handy called the shredder, removing embarrassing evidence. Forget the shredder, it has been superseded by the rewriter, a breakthrough in modern software.
Just install Rewriter software and let it freely browse through your folders and files. It instantly identifies your compromising items and routinely rewrites them to become adapted to the latest political and legal directions on any matter.
I'm Jeanette and I work in the Australian Public Service. Since I installed Rewrite on my computer, I can sleep free of worries again.
For government officials, it is recommended to get Rewrite Professional with extended weasel word capacity. Better get your Rewrite software now. The next audit, report or supervision may happen in the next 15 minutes. Better you rush.
Rewrite is a licensed product of Machiavelli Incorporated, 1984.
Yeah, that was scan.org, the last of the year 2005 Potzine. I hope you enjoyed it. There are too many volunteers to mention. All the contributions is a mixture of archive and new recordings produced here at 2LIM FM Studios in Nimbin, Australia. So click on nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com for further contributions, downloadable for free in MP3. And today I featured the music from the group called Spliffmasters. It's a release from 1999. Artists from Nimbin. These are copy wrong. Please feel free to mine it. So, catch you next year, 1806. Be well.
You're listening to Radio HEMP. That's the hemp station. Tipping you to the talks of the 90s.
And tonight, like any other night, we'll be taking calls on 01 10,000. Let's talk pot.
Let's talk pot. Let's talk pot. Okay, we've got Dave here on line one. Dave. Hello. Dave's not here.
Yo, man, it's tragic. I'm walking down my street. I'm talking the shit that I like to be talking. When the policeman arrived, I wanna, will I survive this occasion? This operation of a nation, call it discrimination.
Yo, motherfucker, yo, motherfucker. Yo, motherfucker, yo, motherfucker. Yo, motherfucker, yo, motherfucker.
I got the birds right here.
You're listening to Hey, we're on Radio HEMP here, and we're tipping you to the tokes of the 90s. And tonight, like any other night, we'll be taking callers on 01 10,000.